Should be live.
Should be live.
Should be live. Black Widow.
I don't know. I haven't gotten the notification yet for one, and two, I'm busy staring at boobs.
Dang.
Well, you're going to kind of be staring at some here, too.
You're not wrong, but still.
Oh, look at that. It came right up.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure if I went to YouTube and actually looked for it, I'd get it faster and the notification will come through. Although, to be fair, my notifications have been fucking up since the last update on Android. Like, some of them will come through, the other half won't, and I don't know if it's codependent as to whether I'm actually in YouTube and not doing anything, or if I'm in YouTube watching YouTube videos, or what the fuck, but... Yeah, I almost missed the one that that Rich did the other day.
Yeah, we got a we've got a weird thing going on too. There's a couple of people now, that are experiencing issues with Facebook. You hear about this?
Mm-mm. No.
When I say a couple, I mean maybe a couple thousand. The groups that the whatever they changed in the groups is now excluding people for, like, spam claims and shit like that made, like, a year ago on their account. And it's I heard firsthand from one person that he was having troubles. And so then I kind of started looking it up, and then he sent me a couple of articles and whatnot. And I guess this is happening everywhere, that when they changed over the rules and things like that for groups, but they've been advertising for a while that groups were going to change on Facebook.
Right, yeah.
Whatever they changed, a lot of people are now booted from their groups that they've been involved in for years, including some of the people in our groups.
Right.
They can't post. They're like locked out for the next year.
Well, I know I made a few old groups that I haven't even touched in years, so I'm not worried about those.
Right.
Except when I see notifications about people requesting to join.
Yeah, so it's pretty wild. It's screwing a lot of people, evidently. It is 10:03. We are currently waiting for Shane, but like normal, we only give the 10 minutes, and then if he's not here, that's what we do. We
Shane.
Move the fuck on. I believe we have everybody here but Nick today. Nick will not be making. I don't know if he'll make it in the stream. In terms of
in the chat. Yeah.
But he won't be here for filming. So that's currently how
I love
the roster's
how you put it
looking.
There, Ronan. I hear Seth, Scott, Bill. Not sure about Seth and Nick. Like you hear me, but you're not sure if I'm here. Don't worry, I'm not here.
You think that's a nice haircut right now? You just wait.
Oh, you should see mine.
Tuesday will be an interesting haircut. That's for damn sure.
I believe that.
Shame.
Yeah, no.
For shame.
Oh, no. He says shame, and all I see is
shame.
Hot fuzz where he's literally pinned down and he's loading the shotgun. Just
shame.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. See, I figured.
I have these folders. That's what I have. If that's the question you are asking, these
it's
are the folders
Ronan's
I currently have today.
Ronan's questioning the Gower one.
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah, we have it.
He's
yeah.
been questioning me about it for a while now. So it's like, yes, I have it. It's working. It's here.
But in terms of boosting the search results and getting something out of the way that's relevant, she has her movie coming out. She just got a legitimate trailer instead of a fucking tease fest.
Right.
And we figure we'll knock her out because she's one of the last people sitting currently in the Avengers folder.
Right.
Like we have her and Thor, and that's it, and then we have to start making folders again.
Yeah, I'm currently working on Nick Fury, which won't be that much, and also I got to work on Hawkeye / Ronan.
Yep.
Which will be fine. But hey, there's a man in a green shirt.
We have Shane.
Who just locked the door. Uh-oh.
Neat.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Neat.
So, so your sex life has been about as good as mine? You're getting it maybe once a month? Oh, you just felt like walking in and being like, guess what time it is? It's meme time. Gather all your friends, it's meme time. Oh, wait, wrong show. It is now currently time for story time with Uncle Sario, because we have 5 minutes left.
I was curious if that was happening today.
Well, of course, see, because, and now I get the fucking notification. Thank you, Facebook. We've only been live for 6 fucking minutes. God fucking damn this app. Yeah, no, after the crazy fucking week I had, I thought last night was going to be an okay night. You know, between... Oh, no, no, not falling... Oh, no. Oh, no, I thought you meant like I fell asleep. No,
I saw your Facebook post.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
So, between all the craziness of, like, work being a pain in my ass, which work is work, that's what you fucking expect. You go into your
work
job and it's
going to
be a
job.
Pain in the... Well, yeah. But between all of that, I was like, yay, I finally get a fucking day off. I just work 5 in a row, which I haven't done in forever. Let's enjoy a day off. I'm going to stream as soon as I wake up. And I streamed until 2 in the fucking morning because my power went out in the middle of the fucking stream from the storms that we got last night here in Illinois. And I'm like,
try
son
to warn
of
you.
Bitch.
Try to warn
you. Well, to be fair, you did warn me. But then I got the first big loud thunder boom and the power didn't go out. And I'm like, okay, I think we might be all right. And then all of a sudden, 20 fucking minutes later, and I'm like, fuck! And I literally said it like that and woke up Hannah, who's asleep, not but 5 feet, less than 5 feet away from me. She's like, what just happened? What did? I'm like, fuck, power went out. She goes, and you needed to wake me up for that?
Yes, yes I did.
Like, well, kind of, yeah, because one, the stream died, and two, it kind of scared the poop out of me that I'm staring at a computer screen, playing fucking Half-Life, with a head crab jumping at me, and as soon as it was about to hit me, all of a sudden the power goes out, and I'm like, what the fuck? What just happened?
Facehugger!
Yeah. Did the head crab kill me? Is that something new to the update I got the other day? What the fuck?
Awesome.
So, yes, it was kind of a pain in the ass. But, with any luck, as soon as I get my new position at work, because that was the only good fucking news that came out of last week, since I'll be taking a team lead position, that means I'll be writing the schedule for everybody in my department, including myself, so I could be like, oh, hey, we're recording Sentai Review that week. Somebody else open. I ain't working. So I'll actually be able to start making it to more recordings, guaranteed.
Motherfucker can get a team lead job. I can't.
Yeah, I know. Just think about it. I've only been
working. He's got a bad attitude, too. What's that bullshit about?
No, 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 no. I have a bad attitude outside of work. When I'm in work, I do the job. I show up. I do what I got to fucking do.
No, bad attitude outside of work, bad attitude at work. I just keep I keep it going.
Keeps it going.
Well, it's a constant.
Yes, for you, it's constant. For me, I learned my lesson after the second time I got fired, and a guy came into the gas station I was working at, being a fuck bag, and I told him to fucking leave the store, and he was like, I ain't fucking leaving until you make my link card buy me this here fucking 5-hour energy drink. So I fucking walked him back, and I grabbed the phone, and I said, hi, cops, I need you down at the gas station. I got a guy who's making a fucking scene and won't leave after being told to leave. And he said, oh, you gonna be a pussy and call the cops? So I literally hung up the phone, tossed it on the ground, walked around the fucking counter, and I said, get the fuck out of my store, exactly like that, and backed his ass up to the fucking door just by pointing at the motherfucker like I was goddamn Babe Ruth and fucking walking towards the motherfucker.
I'm gonna knock you out of the park, bitch.
We finally get to the door, and he goes, and spit on, like,
assault.
Oh, no, you're not leaving. So I grabbed him by the shirt collar, twisted, and went to pull his ass back into the gas station. And as soon as I grabbed his shirt, he started throwing fists and kicking shins. So I said, I can kick shins too, motherfucker. So I got fired for basically punching a dude in the face 3 times, kicking him in the shin twice, since he kicked me in the shin twice, and whiffing a headbutt after I followed him out to his car and pinned him in the door of his car like fucking Jeremy got happened to him when we got in that fight up by fucking Pizza Hut.
So I can kick shins too.
So after I got fired after that one, I said, "Yeah, I'm not going to be that angry at work anymore."
You should have kicked him on the ground and like, "Thank you for your customer service. Please come back."
Oh man!
No, eventually
so
I realized what a dick I was, and I shook his hand and I said, "Look, I'm sorry for fucking throwing fists. You acted, so I reacted. Get in your car, get the fuck out."
Before
so he got in his pretty much. So he got in the car and he fucked off. And then the cop showed up finally after he'd already left, like 2 or 3 minutes after he'd already left. The manager comes in, my assistant manager comes in, and the manager goes, "Okay, well, based off company bylaws, bye." I'm like, "Oh, well, fuck me."
Then you started kicking your boss's ass, like, "You're gonna fire
me." I'm not that bad, but yeah. So I eventually just kind of said, "Fuck it."
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, I've been working for my grocery store for like what, less than 4 months now. I'm technically on like a 60-day probation period. I signed that like 3 weeks ago. But yeah, so I'm technically on like a 60-day probation still before I can even be considered for like any type of actual employment. And they're like, "Hey, team lead," which means you're guaranteed the fucking position here and everything like that. I'm like, "What the fuck backward bullshit is this? How am I failing up ladder?" "Oh, right, because you can do that shit." Yep. Hooray, America.
America.
So around the room.
Where the unworthy get fucking rewarded.
Yep.
All right, it's time.
I saw
Red Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovell fighting.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, proto guy.
And to be fair, Mike, there probably was security footage, but that was like 6 years ago, so it's probably been erased by now.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. All right. We are on Black Widow today. It's time to knock this out. We're starting 2010 Iron Man 2, you know, her like first appearance.
Yeah,
that's like a thing.
Yep. Which means I got to go bye-bye chat cuz I got to have my tabulational device.
Okay. Dupe. Rude. I like that though. That I was gagging
after right. all. The,
after she beat all that
all
ass,
guys.
And then she just sprays that dude.
Right. Just like, get the fuck up out of my face.
So maybe this is more something to talk about on my channel than anything else. But we're here, so I'm gonna do it. You seen the complaints about this that have shown up recently, specifically complaints that are even being made
by her,
that she's mad about the over-sexualization of her character in this movie.
Do people not know how assassins work? They need to be like that.
No, the real question is how many of these motherfuckers have actually read a comic book? And the correct answer is like,
Actors and actresses. Yeah, I promise you, she must not have known. Look, you knew what you were fucking getting into. Nobody forced it on you. You signed the contract. You read the script. You knew everything going into the project before you went into the project. They didn't spring it on you last minute that fucking Black Widow was going to be sexy to get somebody's attention. And by the way, that was a legitimate part of the character. That she literally bleeds out of the character, and it tells you that she takes different roles in different assignments. She was supposed to be getting Tony Stark's attention. How do you do that?
Be half naked.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Realistically, how do you do that? What's the history on Tony Stark?
Let's look at Tony Stark's file.
No.
Womanizer. Got it.
I was going to say, technically, you're half right. The first half is being half naked. The second half is making sure that you have just enough Hot Rod Red. Because he's all about that Hot Rod Red.
So, like, that's... I'm so tired of hearing this...
You know, I'm going to do it,
this
too.
...this argument
it's,
come
it's,
up.
Now it's our turn. It's our turn. I am offended in the first Thor movie when he had his shirt off. I don't like that. That was over-sexualization. I want his shirt on all times.
I like when they gave him a shot in the butt.
Yep.
And he was defeated.
I am the mighty Thor! Okay, whatever. Okay, first off, that shit is... Fast act.
Dude, that's one of my favorite fucking parts of
that
whole movie.
That is fast acting.
That is, I don't know what they fucking...
I also like when he gets hit by the truck.
Oh my god, yeah.
And then he's like, hammer! And they're like, yeah, we could tell.
and then he gets hit again. He's like, I promise you I'm not doing this on purpose.
Fucking love that movie.
Thor movie is good.
I don't even care. I really don't care for Thor, but I love that movie. That's a statement towards that movie. He's not even close to a favorite character.
I still need to go get around to watching that first movie.
What?
I've seen clips, but I haven't watched the full movie.
In terms of the Thor movies, that's still...
I sat through The Dark World. That's how I got hopped into the Thor movies.
Well, first one's bad. The first one's better.
Yeah, the first one's good. The second one is, like, definitely somebody dropped the ball. The only importance to, like, watching it is just to kind of know, one, what the fuck happened, and two, just to kind of make sense of other parts of the other movies.
It also introduces the Reality Stone. So kind of important.
Other than that...
And then the third one...
At that point, watch clips for the second one. But yeah, then you go to the third one.
Okay, so let's talk about this costume.
It's your basic fucking...
It works. It's a, quote, stealth bodysuit thing. We've seen it in all kinds of media. Mm-hmm. It's
all
somewhat
kinds of assassins were.
It's somewhat reminiscent to
spies and assassins.
Well, that's what I mean. It's somewhat reminiscent to things that we've seen in the past, like from the Avengers.
Right.
Not these Avengers.
The UK Avengers.
You get exactly what I was quoting. And
she also has her own utility belt.
Her character has looked close to this at different times. This is not off base. It's fairly solid.
Right. Yeah, the gloves are the only thing that's a little bit off for me, and that's mainly because she's worn the fingerless gloves. That's not the problem. It's the fucking, like,
that weird open hand hole.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't need goddamn Kane Undertaker gloves right now.
Hand hole.
She needs actual fucking gloves. That's what she wears. She wears normal fucking gloves, usually covering the fingertips. Now, like I said, she's done fingerless before, but usually it's to make sure that no fucking fingerprints are left behind. She actually has the wrist gauntlets in order to, like, fire, you know, sedatives and rounds and shit.
Which I thought was cool. I like the fact that they gave those to her.
The fact that her emblem is actually on the belt, which is correct.
Yes.
You know, everything else.
And I like that the fact that the utility belt is not over-encumbering. It's just the stuff that she needs... At quick, she's kind of like a modern day ninja. She only carries the bare minimum of what she needs at what time she needs it.
Now, was it Shane or Nick who had an issue with crooked belts?
That's actually designed that way.
Yes, it's designed to be that way.
Yeah, that's one of those hip belts.
That was Shane.
It's designed that way.
It was me, first off, and second off, it will be slanted. Look at the gun is weighing it down.
Yeah. It's supposed to be that way. That actually is like a military-grade tactical belt.
I also do like that she's part of an organization that can and will get lethal, and they don't quite hide that fact from you when they introduce her. She has a gun, and it doesn't fire blanks.
Right.
Like, if she wanted to kill somebody, if she wanted to push past the limit she was going at... When she shows up in Iron Man 2, finally in full costume, and does this scene.
Right.
If she wanted to kill somebody, they'd be dead.
Yeah, she didn't kill.
You mean like the ones behind her?
And because of the job that she has, and the things that you imagine that she's done, she has a body count. That's very obvious in the way
when
that
she brings up that she's got red on her stuff.
Red on her ledger.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
not only
I mean.
That, but they constantly reference the fact Budapest. Right. They did something in Budapest.
Yeah, which is going to be explained in the new movie.
Now, like...
Ooh, is Hawkeye going to be in Black Widow? Because
he's supposed to be,
because
yes.
Because they both were in Budapest.
Right. In fact, part of what they're leading up to is the fact that because she's dead... Now, this is spoilers for anybody who hasn't seen the movies, so my apologies on that one. But yes, but because she died, they're going to bring in Yelena, which is the younger sister of her. Yelena ends up becoming the Black Widow. The Black Widow is not just Natasha Romanoff.
Are you talking about the blonde?
Yes,
that was Black Widow. Well, the Black Widow was blonde. Okay, there was a Black Widow before her. That was Yelena.
Right.
She was blonde. She was the Black Widow before Natasha came along.
Right.
And they have kind of a, depending on which era of the books you're looking at, they have a bit of a rivalry, and they kind of have a disdain for each other.
Right, because they basically went through the training at the exact same time, and
I think in the trailers we see a bit of the rivalry.
Right,
rivalry
exactly,
there, so.
Because in this version of it, she's supposed to be the sister, and not just, they went through training boot camp at the same fucking time, and just like U.S. Agent, even though everybody fucking makes fun of him, he did what the fuck he was supposed to do, just like he did in the comic books, be a parallel to fucking Captain America.
Yeah, he's not Captain America. He's a guy that gets chosen to take the mantle and then literally fucks it up and falls into a bad place, and he can't handle it. And that's exactly what U.S. Agent was in the first place, so they didn't mess that up.
Right.
It was
that's
just,
how it was from back in the 70s up until now.
It was another reason for people to bitch inside of all the fandom that exists right now.
Right.
Like, when all of it came up and I looked at him and they were talking about how he looked stupid or how that he was fucking up the role or this or that, and I was looking at it and I was like, I think he's supposed to fuck up the role.
Yeah, he is. U.S. Agent is supposed to bring in the Dark Avengers, which I've been saying for a fucking millennium now.
But they didn't.
But
call
nobody
him.
Listens Listen. To me because I'm just a clerk.
Listen to him.
But he gets introduced as Captain America.
Yes,
because
U.S.
Agent was Captain America.
U.S. Agent started out as a separate motherfucker who literally goes, Captain America is dog shit. He doesn't know his fucking job. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
No,
he doesn't
he
take it the way he's supposed to. I'm going to be better than him. And literally when Cap steps down, they said, well, you claim you can do a better job. Why don't you do it? And he goes, I'll do it. And he fucking Superman poses and they put him in Captain America's outfit. And
he did carry the name Captain America for a little while. And then as time went on, his costume changes, his attitude changes massively. He becomes a very different character. You could compare him to the situation that took place with, say, Azrael in the 90s when we replaced Batman. Batman broke his back, and we put a different guy in the costume, and the different guy had a different way of going about things, and he was so remarkably different that later on, when we return to the status quo, Batman comes back and takes the cowl. We all cheer that finally Batman is back. That's the U.S. Agent kind of did the same thing for Captain America.
Right.
We replace him with a guy who's not Captain America, and then later on, when we bring Captain America back, everybody's like, thank God.
Yeah.
That's literally his role.
Well, unless...
So he doesn't mess it up. That's, you're supposed to not view him as Captain America, because he's not.
Right.
But he is.
Unless you're one of those, like, Proud Boy fuckbags, which that's my own personal opinion. But yeah, if you're a Proud Boy fuckbag, you know, like the fact that there's a black man as Captain America, which means you've
happened
never read a fucking comic book, because that happened, like a decade ago.
See, the reason that I got confused and a bit upset was because I got introduced to that character as U.S. Agent, not as the replacement Cap.
Right, but that's what I'm saying is that shit happened in the 70s before most of us were fucking born.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been like our parents and grandparents type of shit.
Well,
but people don't dig far enough back into the lineage, they just go...
Until we actually get around to it.
Right, exactly. And until you either get around to it or you find some motherfuckers who have and they explain it.
But nobody gets around to it. They just bitch. They just bitch and bitch and bitch and get mad and never bother to look anything up for themselves, ever.
Right. But either way, like I said, when it comes down to it, like, the way that this suit looks for me, they did damn fucking good with it, especially considering the fact that this is the first outing with her. And like I said, Natasha is always super fucking simple.
I also like these boots. I know that's a weird thing to say, but I do. I don't know why. I like those boots.
Right, yeah, especially since they're not like
they're kind of like
standard
the pleather.
Tactical.
They're kind of like pleather, leatherish boots.
Gots to be quiet.
So, yeah. Okay, I'm also going to bring something up, and it does hit back to exactly what we were just saying about the over-sexualization. If that was a real concern, your suit would be a little different. It would be a lot tighter, because this is the loosest suit that she will wear in the lineage of movies.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive of that. And she's not showing off anything.
Right.
Like, she's all business in this costume. It's a straightforward superhero getup that makes sense for what she is, except for the weird hand holes on her gloves. And I basically like everything about it, except maybe, and this could still be argued, maybe the hair they chose. But let us be honest, it is also true to the character, because she didn't have time to, like, do anything about that. She'd chosen to take a very specific look to get the eye of Tony Stark.
Right.
That was the look. And when she suited up, she was literally just in the back of a car with Happy being like, look that way, I'm going to become Black Widow. And then she just changed. So she doesn't have time to, like, do anything about her hair. She can't pull it back. I guess she could have, like, hair tied it or something.
Right.
Because in a realistic setting. But then again, this is a fantasy, so we're not worried about the fact that her hair would literally be a hindrance in a fight.
Well, I think her hair's been up in this movie before a few times, so.
But not here,
right,
when
but
she's
not,
Black
not
Widow.
Here. And to be fair, Natasha normally doesn't do her hair up. Unless she's doing something very specific where it needs to be out of her way.
Her hair is often down and flowing all over the place,
right,
even though it's impractical for a fight.
Right.
Completely fucking impractical for a fight.
Exactly.
But it's a fantasy, and we very much know that from watching things like, I don't know, fucking Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Because literally, spandex shouldn't protect you, but I mean it does.
Yeah. But yeah, because literally in the books, the only time that she really does up her hair is if she's doing wet work and she needs to, I don't know, look down the scope of a sniper rifle. Hair might be a hindrance at that point. Let's pull that back
a bit.
So
what are you thinking? I think she absolutely nails the look. And I remember when I seen her in this movie, and I kept saying, when I seen her at the beginning of the movie, because I don't look up materials and things like that, I purposely see about two trailers and then I give up and I wait until the movie shows up so I can literally be surprised. I do that all the time with my movies. So, about a third of the way through the movie, I was watching it, and I was like, is she the Black Widow? Because I didn't know. I purposely didn't look anything up. And when they reveal her at the end, I was like, okay, that's fucking solid.
Right.
It literally, it felt wonderful to me. It really did. I really liked her reveal and the way that they went about it and the fact that she was very much a type of undercover agent. And I bought into it, and it worked very well. And everything about her look is solid.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. For me, I'm at a 4.5. Like I said, there's only a couple of things that they could have done different to make it look a little bit more like Natasha. Like, I know Natasha is a redhead, so they did, you know, good there. But to be fair, when you take her and then you just simply dye the hair red, it's not going to be the exact same. But to be fair, in the books, Natasha normally has, like, fire red hair.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like that striking red there. If I can see it, it's red as shit.
Well,
Well,
I don't think Scarlett Johansson, I think she's a natural blonde anyway.
No, naturally she's a brunette. In terms of that, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You get that, like, brown that kind of coats into it, so it comes out looking more like a highlighted brown.
I like it.
I'm just saying, it looks good. But
I know where he's going with it. I know where he's going with it. She's oftentimes in the comics, she's depicted as having red nearing into like an orange scale. She's a natural, hardcore redhead.
Right. Yeah. Like fucking Phoenix type of red hair. Yeah.
I get what he's talking
about. So, I mean, that's really the only nitpick in terms of, like, the coloration. After that, lose the fucking biker gloves and get some real fucking gloves. Like, if I literally, if I would have been handed that shit, like, if I were a female, I know the comic books, I was good looking enough, because let's face it, I'm fucking 380 pounds of blah. But if I was a woman that looked good enough to actually play the fucking role, I knew the books, I knew the story, I knew what was happening, and you walked up with fucking biker gloves, I would be like, tell props and costume to take that shit back and give me something that actually looks like real fucking gloves.
It wouldn't have been it wouldn't have been an unreasonable request to say, can I get some different gloves?
Right.
Like, do we have it in the budget for me to get some different gloves? I'll buy the gloves myself.
Right.
Just get
going to Walmart. I'm already going to Walmart.
Exactly. Like, they literally went to the local Harley Davidson and they said, what kind of leather gloves you got? Well, we got these. How much? $50. Sold.
Yeah.
For the same fucking price, I could have got the exact same gloves, and they wouldn't have had a little fucking knuckle window for me to, like, bang my hand on the wall. Like, fuck yourself. So, yeah, I'm at a 4.5. Like, it's solid. There's small, nitpicky bullshit that would make it a solid 5.
You're at 4?
Shane's at a 4.
4.
4.
Scotty's at a 4.
Thor.
I'll run.
No, we're not on Thor yet.
4 and Thor.
I'll also run 4 on this. I think it's absolutely wonderful. There are little itty-bitty nitpicks, like you said.
Okay, and then we divide that by 4 since there's no Nick.
What about you, Nick? I think I give it a 4. That's what he sounds like when he talks.
Anyway, 4.125 or a 4.13. Moving on!
Okay, time to check out the Avengers. So they've had 2 years to perfect.
And this is how we get introduced to her.
Which, this is fine. This is exactly what I was saying. She takes different looks depending on the job to attract or deter certain types of attention that she's looking for. And whatever she was involved with here, she was basically playing a night party type of thing. You get the idea. Like, so now we move back into the suit. The suit's been updated, not overly updated, to be fair, updated.
The logo on her actual belt is improved somewhat.
Right. And instead of it being like a small emblem, now they actually turned it into the real logo. They gave her a secondary gun, but to be fair, she could have had the second gun. She just was too busy telling Happy to keep his eyes on the road and off her ass.
This costume seems to have put her in a higher affiliation with S.H.I.E.L.D., almost like she was kind of hiding it with the first costume, because she's got the patches on the arms now. It's very much S.H.I.E.L.D. attire.
Right.
But maybe there's a difference between Black Widow in the field and Black Widow when she's deployed as Black Widow. You get the idea? So maybe there's a suit she takes with her for more covert operation as the Black Widow, where she doesn't, that would be the other suit, and maybe this would be something if she was straight deployed as Black Widow for S.H.I.E.L.D. Maybe that's the idea here.
Right, and considering the fact that S.H.I.E.L.D. is a military, you know, installation, I guess is going to be the correct term. I mean, organizations like that, you always have different gear depending on the situation.
S.H.I.E.L.D. almost seems like it's a private army.
It kind of is.
Because they have their own fucking, you
know. No, it literally is a private army. To be fair, if you trace the lineage back in the comic books, Agent Fury started off as Sergeant Fury with the Howling Commandos fighting over in Vietnam.
So she's got dual guns now. Her belt seems to be it's updated. It's better. The emblem stands out a little more. I like the wrist thing is better than it was.
Right.
Did we close up the hands? We closed up the hands.
Right.
Still got the finger gloves, but we closed up the hands.
Yep. Yeah. See, that's what I mean. Literally, that's all it would have taken.
I think that she wears the fingerless gloves because it actually helps with...
Well, yeah. For her, personally, it does.
The boots are still solid. She's got a comic book thing going on now. She's in a type of, even though, like I said, not practical for fighting, but she's on heels now. Her foot is raised up. But that is a comic book thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I still like these boots. They're different, but they're fine. There's like a mesh material that's more solid on this costume now as well. Mm-hmm. They shortened her hair. That's fine. It was probably a practicality thing, or maybe she was doing another role where she cut her hair, and rather than doing, because some girls can pull it off and some can't. Some women in Hollywood will do a wig or they'll do extensions, and others they'll just deal with the fact that they were part of another role.
Was this before or after her Alice movie?
Because
she had a solo movie called Alice where she kind of played a spy.
I believe this
agent.
To be before, okay. But I will definitely check.
They shortened the hair.
Because she had short hair in that one.
And you know what? Even though we haven't done it in a long time,
it also seems
to
be
a quote from,
it seems to be dyed differently as well. It does seem to be going for that sharper red,
right.
As compared to the contrast of the darker red that we had in right. The other one. Like you said, the emblem pops out better.
Yeah, she had like blondish in that one.
Yeah, but that movie came out 2 years after Avengers.
Oh, 2 years after. Okay.
Yeah, I figured that's what the case was. Because, yeah, Avengers, well,
this costume, once again, like I said, the first costume is the loosest one she'll wear. This costume is tighter.
Oh, yeah.
Although, let's see.
Because, see, I remember going to this movie in 3D. And I remember when this scene came up, I was sitting next to Jeremy, the disembodied voice. And Jeremy, this scene came up, and he reached out his hands and did this.
Yeah, I remember.
And I looked over and started fucking laughing.
Dad-ass.
That's exactly what he said. He said, oh, shit, it's popping out at me. And he put his hands out. I fucking started gagging.
Oh, shit. But yes, no, technically before The Avengers, she did a movie called We Bought a Zoo in 2011. And in 2012, when The Avengers came out, she did a movie called Hitchcock.
Neat.
So it might have been she worked on Hitchcock a little bit before Avengers, or she might have been working on We Bought a Zoo at the same time. Because to be fair, the way that the movie industry works, you can literally make 6 movies in a fucking year, and they could be released in different years depending upon what type of movie.
Because the filming, filming of the movie will sometimes only take about 2 months, if that, and then you'll be done.
It's mostly post-production
stuff. And then a lot of, like, post-production takes a lot longer than people realize. Like even something like what we do, if we weren't doing it live right here and basically doing the editing on the spot where we pull up the pictures, it would be, we sit in here and we talk for an hour and a half.
I'd be the one.
And then it's a long time of finding the pictures and dropping them in and moving things around and... Like, it can take...
Adding in other pictures that we didn't even fucking talk about for references.
It can take a long time to get an episode ready.
Oh,
and that's
that
a small thing.
Fuck.
That's a small thing. That's not even getting into what movies are, because movies, you got to worry about the soundtrack, like, all kinds of different things. Music, sound, special effects, fucking... And then you got to grade all the films so that it's all right, and you got to find everything and edit it, and then you got to re-edit it because the studio will come in and watch it and say, oh, can we lose 15 minutes? We'd really like it to be, because 15 minutes lost would mean that we could play the movie an extra time each day in theaters. One more viewing is one more paycheck.
Right.
So, like, that shit happens.
Yeah, because easily one of the best ways that ended up coming to me and actually being presented was after Kevin Smith had his fucking heart attack. He spent like a month dealing with the hospital recovery and all that bullshit. Everybody thought he was going to fucking die. And that's when he did Jay and Silent Bob reboot. And literally everybody and the brother showed up like, fuck, homeboy's going to die. Let's at least go help him out. And he literally, like, because I was listening to Hollywood Babylon at the time, and they stopped doing Babylon for like, what?
Yeah, they did. It was
like
2 months.
A month and a half, 2 months, because they were filming most of it in Louisiana. And then all of a sudden they started doing Babylon, and he's like, yep, still working on reboot, still working on reboot.
Yeah.
A year later, still working on reboot. We got a trailer ready, though. Do you want to see the trailer?
Yeah, there's a lot to movies.
So, yeah. So, like I said, she could have been working on either the
that's
one
what I
after
think,
or before.
That's what I think really happened here, is I think she cut her hair, and rather than do tacky, because some girls can't do it. I've seen it where they put extensions on some of these actresses, and I'm like, you should have just left that shit alone.
Yep.
Because it looks too fake. And then I've seen actresses where they can do the wig, and others where they never will be able to do a wig. It just looks fake on them all the time.
Yep.
Like, for one person, let's call out, say, Halle Berry. The first X-Men movie, her hair is a wig, and it's very obviously fake fucking hair. It doesn't work. The second movie, she dyed her hair white, and it fucking looked great.
Yep.
That's a huge difference. Sometimes it's better just to go with what naturally you are given. The short hair works for the character, and it still works for the character because, if I'm not mistaken, in the early 90s when she was dating Daredevil, she rocked short hair, and it was pretty much in that style.
Yeah.
So this still does work. It's still spot on.
Yeah, and if memory serves, the reason why she cut it when she was with Daredevil is they got into a fight with the hand, and part of it got cut.
Same thing as everything else.
Shit. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, where are we rating this one?
4.3.
You like this one
nope,
more?
Shit, hold on. Okay. 4.3.
This, I believe, is my 4.5. I think it stands above the last one that we got. It's sharper detail. The wrists are better. The glove hole is fixed. The emblem stands out. All the material is more solid, too. I like this, like, leathery Grace material that they have because if you don't know, and if you've never worn it, you don't know. You just have a slight idea. Leather is armor. It fucking is. I'm dead fucking serious. If you've never worn it, you don't know, but leather will save your ass.
Yep. It's not going to protect you from a bullet, but if some dumbass shows up with a knife or there's some form of shrapnel, it will protect you.
4.4.
I used to wear, like, the old-style original Harley Davidson coats, like the solid leather, the heavy fucking coat. You put it on the chair, and your chair falls over because it's too fucking heavy.
Yeah.
And that shit is quite literally like armor. Real leather is expensive, and it's tough to get through.
Yeah.
And it'll protect you in ways that you wouldn't think possible. Like, I used to wear something like that in under leather when I would go do those competitions at the park with the lightsaber people, and they could hit you, and you'd be like, oh, well, what the fuck ever. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't even notice it.
Yeah, whereas in the middle of summer when you couldn't wear that shit, we'd walk away with welts.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we'd start off swinging lightly and then realize, oh, fuck, if I swing harder, I'll move faster and I can actually hit the motherfucker before they hit me. So we'd all start getting riled up and start actually slapping a motherfucker with a plastic-ass lightsaber. Because we was dumb. Dumb as hell.
So yeah, I'm at 4.5. I think I don't know if this is my favorite, but this is where I felt like it takes shape here. The first one I really feel like is kind of meshed together, and while it's very solid, this is where they land the look, I think. But
see,
I would be curious to see this costume with the longer hair in all actuality.
Right. And again, that's where I'm at, is I'm back to nitpicky bullshit. Because,
right.
Again, like you said, the shorter hair, it looks better on her, and the fact that she did rock it for a while. To be fair, again, I'm used to classic Natasha looks, so it looks like this, but she has the longer hair.
Yes.
The hair color's 1,000 times better. The fucking Harley Davidson gloves are gone. So it looks better, but at the same time, the gauntlets are now the thing that's throwing me. Because in Iron Man 2, we were still in that edgy for the sake of edgy bullshit. So the fact that it was darker for, you know, the little gauntlets, you know, I let it slide. Now we're trying to get more towards, like, the realistic with everything. And I understand why they went with the black, is to try to make it blend in better. But to be fair, those fucking wrist gauntlets that she wears, they're supposed to stand out. Like, they're literally designed to be something that you focus on when she's in the shadows, because you're going to be looking at those like, what the fuck is that? And you're not looking at the fact that she's got a gun pointed right at your fucking head so you can dip, dodge, duck, dive, and dodge out the fucking way of a bullet. So, I mean, again, it's nitpicky bullshit, but I'm at a 4.8. So, 18 divided by 4 is a 4.5. She's still kicking ass.
Okay. Okay, let's take her a little further into lineage. Two more years go by. Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
And, of course, Shane fucked off to go piss.
Street clothes.
Woo! That's three. Or was it a two? I can't remember. No, that's right. Street clothes is a two.
Okay, so this is going to be our best image in terms of what we're talking about. This is fine, but it's hard to see.
It looks like fake hair again.
It still looks like that's. I think that's her real hair.
But they gave her no body at all this time. They didn't style her. However, from what I understand, she was pregnant during this movie.
Yeah.
And from what I have been told, that does affect your hair.
Yeah.
That's the reason her hair looks less lively than it did in any other movie. And it's also the reason that they film a very specific way as they film this movie. Because from what I understand, I think it was this movie that she was pregnant during the filming.
Right. And I can't remember, wasn't she also supposed to be, like, in storyline? Because I know in, why did Brain die? Cap versus Iron Man.
Oh, the Civil War.
Civil War, yes.
Oh, so she was pregnant. She was pregnant in Ultron. People are saying.
It's the next folder that'll have her being the kind.
Fair
of pregnant.
Enough, but yeah, I can't remember if she was also supposed to be like off the grid at this point as well, because I remember in Civil War they were off grid.
Well, here's the thing, like the chat just brought it up. This costume is tight. It's the tightest one that she's worn so far, and this suit. Unabashedly shows off her cleavage. So, if she was going to complain...
Shane's missing out on the good picture.
If she was going to complain about being sexualized, why didn't she complain about this? Why is she complaining about her first outing? It confuses me. I feel like she misunderstood the role that she played.
Something tells me that she complained about the fucking first one. Because she wasn't used to it. Like, after a while, you get used to wearing costumes like this.
I feel like she complained because now's the time to get your name in the pool for complaining about that shit.
Right.
And maybe if she's looking to set a certain image and do a different kind of role, she calls out some shit that gets attention. That makes people say, oh, well, blah, 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 this, or she says that. And then if she gets the right attention from the right people, she plays different roles. I really feel like it's a fucking politics move.
Hey, Shane, which was the tighter outfit? The first one we saw or this?
This one.
Oh, why do you say that? Is it because you could almost see nipples from way the fuck in the back?
Yes, this image is photoshopped, but that's not... That's not.
Yeah.
This costume is tighter than the last one.
Ooh,
I'm telling you it is.
That's interesting because this is a Civil War. This is Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think at this time she was pregnant.
That's what I was saying too.
And I feel like
that's what the fans are
saying. The fans are saying it's Ultron, but I thought for sure it was this movie. Somebody would have to look it up.
Once again, we haven't done Jabba Wrestling Corner in forever because I quit giving a fuck about wrestling when COVID fucking
hit. I'm telling you.
And again, I have to bring up a famous quote from that. Why the fuck do we ask questions?
Look it up.
Son of a bitch.
I got this weird, because now not just you, I thought that, you thought that, and I'm almost 100% sure that that's why they shot the movie certain ways. Her outfit was designed, and the fact that people talk about this being photoshopped, if I remember right... That's part of why. I keep feeling like this is the movie where she was pregnant.
Well, she's only got one fucking kid, so that should make this easier. Personal life off of Wikipedia.
If I recall, she didn't have a lot of fight scenes in this movie. For that reason.
Well, they also filmed it very specifically.
Where do you see that? Because I don't... Right, okay.
2014.
Gave birth to a kid in 2014. I believe this movie came out
2014.
In 2014.
Age of Ultron's 2015.
She was pregnant during this movie.
This one.
See, I knew it. Because I remember this. That's the reason for the jacket. It's the reason for the filming. It's the reason why when she's bent over like this.
Yeah.
Look, it's right here.
Yep.
Like, it's... I knew I remembered that. I was right. Damn it, chat. Always correcting me on things I'm right about.
Why you gotta tell me I'm wrong when I'm not?
You gotta tell me I'm wrong when I'm not?
I got a wife to do that. Although, to be fair, that actually is something that I'm gonna need to bring up at least in the next episode, because it's not worth it in the middle of an episode. But yeah, I definitely got a
really
question for chat.
It changed quite a bit, actually. Yeah. That emblem is different. It's hardcore darker. Dude, she wore two outfits in this.
Well, like chat said, apparently that one where you could see nipples through fucking costume is photoshopped to fucking back.
Is there any more pictures?
No, these are in terms of her in costume. So, okay, here's the thing.
Yeah, I couldn't really get that many clear ones on some later ones.
They did the wrists differently again. So the wrists are different again.
No holes in the hands.
But this time, this time I'd honestly say that these are probably the best we've seen so far in terms of her wrists. Because they don't have those weird bullet tip things that kind of went out above her wrist and made it so she couldn't move her hand certain ways.
Right.
Gun holsters, the belt is still fairly much the same thing that I think we've been seeing.
Yeah, everything looks pretty close to being the exact same.
Belt is different. She got rid of the utility belt, and now she just has this hip belt, which does, I mean, I guess it holds her guns.
Right.
And also, that's it.
It's also leaning in the wrong direction. The other belt was going the other way.
Right. But again, to be fair,
it's still just a hip belt.
Yeah, it's just a hip belt to help with the fucking...
I'm just pointing out the difference.
Gun holsters.
They changed this. The fabric is definitely different. It's not meant to look like that leather that protects you. Now it just looks, again, like a cloth.
Right. But to be fair, again, since she's pregnant, they probably wanted it to be able to stretch and
breathe very much
a bit so.
Better. If I remember right, they do a lot of scenes. They film in a very specific way.
Now, wait. This came out.
And if you watch this and you're really paying attention, you could tell where they pan camera up or avoid certain shots. And they do that for a reason.
Hold on.
That's a possibility.
Oh, I guarantee you they were filming this in 2013.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to pull it back up again.
Yeah,
it just says in 2014. It doesn't give anything about her kid, like, actual day of birth or anything.
Look it up, but if you were to look up what movie was she pregnant in, you would get an answer.
Oh,
and I'm almost positive it was this movie. I don't feel that it was Ultron.
I can almost guarantee it's got to be this one because
her kid was born in 2014.
Right.
And it's possible they were
filming of the Ultron.
Yeah,
but I don't think so. Because Disney has a habit of filming things and producing fast. They film something like a year before it comes out. Like, it's crazy. Sometimes 2 years, somewhere in that mesh, but they're a really, really, really fast studio, like exceptionally compared to other studios that can take 3 years to put out a movie.
Even the post-production stuff?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Disney is way faster than other studios.
Look, Disney can literally drop that mouse dick for a fucking reason. It's because they have the money to be like, hey, we need people to do this shit. You need a job, right? Here's like $20,000. Fucking fix it. It's due Monday. Get on it. But sir, it's Sunday. I said get on it.
Well, somebody said they looked it up and it is Ultron, and I'm still shocked by that. If that's true, I'm really curious what these decisions were. Or for whatever reason she was out of shape compared to the other movies, and that is bizarre. Because they follow a very, very, very strict workout regimen for these movies.
Right.
And eating regimen, too. One of the things that she said when she talked about walking away from the character was she's tired of eating chicken and rice. because on the Disney contract, they force you into a very specific diet, very specific workout routine, very specific training regimen, and you stick to it or you go the fuck away.
Chicken and rice? That sounds like my normal choice at a Chinese restaurant.
No, it's not, because you eat fried food.
Yeah.
She's not allowed to.
Yeah, okay. This is no Chinese fried chicken and rice with fucking MSG out the ass.
She ate
this is literally wild grain rice with a whole piece of chicken breast.
Okay. She ate like me.
Okay, her daughter was born on August the 30th of 2014.
The fans are right.
Yeah,
was some filming of
Ultron. She got pregnant right before filming of Ultron.
Right before.
Right.
And she announced it basically at the red carpet opening of Winter Soldier.
I'm still telling you, there's something going on with the filming in this movie. I'm telling you, they were avoiding shots.
Right. So the only thing their costume
choices are specific. They're designed to hide something. This is very much a Captain Kirk motif. I'm telling you, it is.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the only thing that I can honestly think of is when I was looking around, she ended up getting She ended up getting married to a dude in 2014. Now, to be fair, that's in 2014. So there's a good chance that because she was living that single life from 2011 until 2014, all of a sudden she met a dude, and like we all do when you start dating somebody, you start going on dates, which means you're going to restaurants, and you're eating real food, and you're hanging out with people, and you're cooking at home, and then you're just hanging out, and you're
maybe,
I don't feel like cooking. Order a pizza, and you get a little fat.
Maybe she, maybe because of other movies and the in-between, maybe she wasn't fully prepared for this. I mean, like, if you look up the way actors do things, like, okay, like Sylvester Stallone will work out for, like, literally half a fucking year.
Yeah.
And then he will film all the scenes that he has to in a movie that have to show him off. So, like, if he's meant to have that big motherfucking arm and he's meant to be shirtless and things like that, they'll film all that shit first. Then, as he's losing his figure, they'll go in and film other shit.
Yeah.
Maybe she wasn't prepped for this movie like she was with the others, because they did Photoshop her almost unreasonably. Look at that.
Yeah.
That is not what she looks like.
Right. Plus, not to mention, there's always, like, crazy extremes, and it varies from actor to actor. Like, literally, if you look at somebody like Christian Bale, who literally lost, like...
If she wants to complain about something, she should complain about this movie. It was shot a very specific way to hide features, and they photoshopped the fuck out of her in all the imageries.
Right.
Because that's her. That's her.
Yeah. That's a still
promotion.
That's
fucking not.
Yeah. That is a promotional picture.
Holy shit.
Yeah. But yeah, like I was saying, it varies from actor to actor, because like Christian Bale literally went from like...
Christian Bale does extremes.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think he went from like American Psycho to then he did this movie called The Machinist. Where he fucking literally went from being like 200 pounds.
He almost killed himself.
Yeah, down to like 102.
Yeah.
And then turned around and went to Batman and fucking bulked up like a son of a bitch.
He got too big.
Yeah.
He actually got too big. When they came in, they were like, you're too big to be Batman. And
yeah.
They sent him back to fucking lean up his muscles. And then he went from that to that American Hustle movie, and that's not a bodysuit. He actually got all fat and out of shape.
Yep.
He just fucking sat around eating cheeseburgers for a year.
Yep.
Yeah.
So like I said, you get somebody like that, yeah, that's definitely one extreme. But then you go to the other extreme where you have like John Travolta, where the story with that is I believe it to have been in Saturday Night Fever, because it was one of his first actual movies after being off of television. What he requested for while he was in the movie was at lunch, he was to get an entire bundt cake. That was his lunch, was a fucking bundt cake. So they had pre-lunch pants and post-lunch pants. So he could eat his whole fucking cake and still be able to do the fucking shit and not be a fat fuck.
So where are we rating this costume?
Well, first of all, we're not rating this costume because this one's photoshopped to shit.
Technically, we're rating this.
Yeah, either one of those two. And I'm going to say oof. I'm going to say oof.
I'm going to give it a 4. It's still not technically bad.
I don't like this thing. I don't like these straps that come down in like a weird corset thing. I don't like those. I'm not a big fan of this is not the material. Like, damn, that image is fucking misleading. That is the material. It is not. I actually think this one is kind of bad. I mean, it's not atrocious or anything, but compared to the last costume, for me, I'm going to say it, this is like when they brought Captain America into the first Avengers movie, and I think it was his worst costume.
Yeah.
It was too bright, it was too goofy, it had no protection value whatsoever, it was like a cloth garment.
Yeah.
Well, something about this seems funny to me.
They didn't have a lot of time to get him a good suit.
I think I think that if you argue the fact that it fits the story, that he was wearing something that was basically a museum fakery, that it wasn't an actual Captain America suit, it fits the storyline. But in terms of everything else he's worn that makes sense, like that, which is very obviously a protection type of thing. He has body armor and stab plates and things of that nature in his costume that make him, I don't know, live. Like in the fucking, in the Avengers movie, in the first Avengers movie, he gets shot by one of those lasers and he's like, dew! And it hits him in the stomach and he falls down and he's all limping like, oh fuck, oh I got shot. And I'm like, oh yeah? Cloth didn't protect you? What a fucking shame.
Yeah.
Next time put that shield up.
Next time put the shield up. Because it's literally the most important time that shield has ever been with you right now.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready for my fucking score.
Go ahead.
What you got?
3.3.
He drops it. I don't think this one is very compared to the other two. I think this one is a drop in quality.
I'm gonna
do it with you. 3.8. I'll go below 4. I don't think this one is great. Close. It still fits all the style critique, but there's stuff I really don't like about it.
So this costume is a 3.775 or a 3.78. Moving on.
Okay, let's go another year. Let's go Ultron. This is where she's pregnant. Okay.
That could be hiding it somewhat.
This is where they put all the blue...
The blue line.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Yeah, the blue lines.
What
I read is they said that you will not be able to see the baby bump. It wasn't visible.
No, right. No, they did a whole lot of photo tricks.
Yeah, especially when they showed her like coming out of the shower and stuff like that.
You and me are different.
Right.
Yep. You and me are much different. I actually like the blue.
Ooh. I don't like the blue liner thing.
At least she changes it up a little bit every movie.
I don't quite necessarily like the material. She got her belt back. I'm happy about that it actually has, like, stuff on it. It makes a little more sense.
Hey.
She got these gauntlet things now.
Yeah, I think they're electrified.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Which, to be fair, that's what the other gauntlets are supposed to be, but, of course, they can't find a way to make it practical.
Hey, Nightwing called. He wants his sticks back.
You know, somebody in the chat actually just said that the lining should have been red.
Yeah.
I probably would have agreed with that more.
Well, if it was red, I would give it an even higher score. But I still don't mind the blue. Blue and black go well together.
I'm not a fan of her joining the Avengers and getting this weird... Unless the blue had a purpose that it was like a team color and everybody had it. But it's not. It's just a weird aesthetic choice to like outline her. And maybe... Because when you do things right, that blue line could actually serve a different purpose.
Right.
It could be keeping your eyes away from seeing what they don't want you to see because it creates an illusionary form fit.
Right.
That could very well be why the blue lines exist in the first place. It could be why the suit is designed in a very specific way that seems like it's pulling in on her when it's not. It allows it to be loose but look form-fitting. That could explain some things. So that as she changed during the course of filming, they didn't have to keep going in and fixing the costume or adjusting things. Or
because the blue does stick out. If I look at it, I notice the blue.
And there's no fingerless gloves now.
Right.
Fingerless gloves would be terrible if you're going to shock somebody with electrified gauntlets.
Well, yeah, there's that. But like I said before, that's more what the costume is supposed to look like. Normally she doesn't have fingerless, and that's so she can make sure that, I don't know, there's no fingerprints when she's doing wet work.
We're back to short hair again as well.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, because before it was actually at her shoulders.
She did a movie in 2014 called Lucy.
Lucy, yeah.
And then
yeah,
she had short hair.
So she continually cuts her hair for like other roles and then comes back and they just kind of go with it.
Pretty much. And if you notice fireworks.
If you notice that in
the later movies, she'll grow it back out.
No, I know.
And then she'll change the initial dye it blonde.
A short blonde.
That's because she's on the run.
Yeah.
I didn't like that very much. Okay, I'm used to her being a redhead.
I wasn't like that because, we'll get to that. I didn't like it because I felt like they were trying to Easter egg the original Black Widow. And
right.
I was like, you should have just used the original Black Widow. You should have just had the original one come in because she's now out of the system.
Yep.
And there should have just been a different Black Widow operating at the same time.
If I recall,
exactly.
In Endgame and stuff, didn't she have two-tone color hair? I thought she had, like, two different color hair, if I recall. Like, it was red and something else. It was like
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there,
remember.
But no, I believe it to have been blonde the entire time because they try to make it seem like the new movie that's coming up is supposed to have taken place, like, before. Well, it has to have taken place before.
It takes place before. It takes place between Civil War and Infinity War.
Right.
I was going to say, wasn't there kind of like a 10-year gap between the Infinity War and Endgame from start to finish?
Yeah,
no, I mean actual start to finish. Oh, okay, five. Five.
Okay, so it's a 5-year jump.
She's glowy, which I guess if you like it, you like it. I don't care for her wrist as much as I did.
Right.
The belt, you know, you've been rocking the hip belt since the start. I feel like maybe you should have stuck with it. Or went back to the two-belt design, where you have the one belt, which has all your equipment, and the other belt, which is a hip belt that holds the gun. It's just an aesthetic that they've already ran with for so long that I feel like giving it up isn't...
I know, I too am allergic to bullshit, but that's not what was being said.
They also, right here, the emblem isn't...
As defined?
Yeah, it's not as defined. I get all the blue stuff I do because she, like, shoots things and shit now, and I guess that's fine, but another thing is that let's say that her equipment is being designed by Tony Stark, because at this point, more than likely it is. It's not just being... matter of fact, it probably isn't being designed by S.H.I.E.L.D. at all. She doesn't even wear their emblem anymore, I don't think. I think she is a literal member of the Avengers. And the Avengers is a private organization.
That's because
It's a private organization that's supposed to exist inside of the United States.
That's because by this time...
Well, that's part of why
S.H.I.E.L.D.
all the Accord
S.H.I.E.L.D.
shit happens, is because Tony oversteps his boundaries.
Right, exactly.
Well,
Durant
takes a private organization to
other countries
where it's policing other countries, and they're not allowed to do that shit.
Well, in Age of Ultron, you already know, because you've seen all the movies, S.H.I.E.L.D. got kind of, like, you know, fucked up because of Hydra.
I realize
so.
That.
Yes.
So okay. So look. I don't think I like that middle area either, where it has like the mesh material that goes in the middle. I don't know. I really don't like this. She looks like she's trying real hard to no longer be the Black Widow, but maybe if we got her the proper mask, she could be female Snake Eyes.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I was going to say, the blue lines here remind me more of Tron than Marvel.
I think I'm going to give female Snake Eyes a 3.2. I think it's the suit I dislike the most.
No, fair enough. I'm at a 3.5.
4. Okay.
I like it.
I don't have a problem with it.
I'm going 3.3.
Ooh, for once I was not a hater.
You were not the hater.
Damn.
Wow, 3.5. Holy shit. $1,000 Price is Right Shane Hug bonus.
Okay, let's go Civil War.
Civil War. Not that one.
Mm. Okay.
Okay,
rough,
that one.
But we're going to flip back and forth here and get the best we could get. I get you. Okay, so I like this more. I like that it went back to solid black. I like that the mesh is on this outer area now.
It's more protective.
I like that it's in the outer area and the surrounding area rather than this mid area.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The mid should definitely be like a thicker type of leather material, which it's not still. It's still fucking battle cloth. But regardless, I like the reinforced knuckles. I think that's really solid. I think I like that. I like the reinforced shins. So the armor pieces are really well done here, like right here on the knee and everything like that, where it goes down around the leg. I like that. I like this not being highlighted. It's just a thing she has now. She's back in black. I like the longer hair. I'm a fan of the longer hair.
How come you're not going to do it right?
Go ahead.
No, I ain't going to fucking do it. I'm just saying you didn't do it right. She's back in black. Anyway.
Well, this is an easy one for me. I'll go ahead and get my score ready.
Of course you do, right? I said go to put my fucking phone down to grab my drink. Which
she kept those. She kept those weapons. Those are solid weapons for her. I mean, she's
my favorite costume.
She's a Nightwing fan.
This is my favorite of her costumes.
Four.
Right, so Shane dropped a five.
I like that they light up when they're going to shoot, but they don't. They're not always lit up. That makes more sense to me.
Because right now they're not armed.
Actually being a glowing beacon thing, like, I'm going to hide in the shadows back here. Okay, Robin, good luck.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing up there? You know
I'm
I can see you.
You can't see me?
You can't see me.
Your lights are on.
Oh,
shit.
Damn it.
It doesn't matter if you turn them off. I know you're up there.
I know you're up there now.
No, you don't.
I'm
going
to move to the side so you don't even... I already see you.
I already knew you were there.
I already knew you were there.
I got a flashlight, bitch. Turn on.
I got a flashlight, bitch.
There you are.
Found you again.
Get down here.
Damn it.
Get down here and fight me. Get down here. We're not doing this sneaking
it's
shit.
Fucking pointless now. You ruined it.
She's like, you know what? Fuck it.
You're glowing blue lines. Did you know fucking
she fucking
favors.
Throws her weapons down. Fuck it. I'm going home.
Going home.
No, I like this costume a lot.
Yeah, I agree. I think it went back in a direction that I prefer. The armor seems to make a little more sense. I will say that if they're going for realistic, she still has absolutely no core protection.
Well,
in
if you
any
think...
of these fucking costumes, except the second one, which I believe it's not, but I believe it's designed to look like the whole costume is made out of a leather material. That would protect her.
But I also understand why she's wearing this because of what she
at this point she's outed.
Agile. She's agile.
Yes.
For what her job is, you can't be armored up. You're just gonna be
now,
slow.
Now she's
right.
You got to be able to move.
And her side. Her side. What side is she on?
Iron Man's. Tony Stark's.
Well,
she's on that side, but she's...
There you go. She's playing the spy again.
Yep.
She's playing to
she
her
can under,
personal
she can
narrative.
Understand the other side.
Yep.
If she was purely on Iron Man's side, she would not have let Bucky and Cap go.
But she did because she very much understands and is on...
She's like, get going.
She's
I'll
on
buy
her,
you some time.
She's the one character in this movie... That is on her own side.
Yes.
Yep.
She can see both sides of the field. She knows where she, quote, belongs due to the duty and obligation that's been created over the time.
She goes both ways.
But at this point, when she's finally faced with that moral dilemma, stop them or let them go is what they're doing right, she says, go. Now, at that moment, she is no longer on Tony's
and
side.
if you remember in Infinity War, she's on the run with Captain.
And if you're watching, if you're watching her design, you'll notice she's less techie when she's not with the Avengers. And this was almost a prelude that a lot of her tech from the last suit with all the light blues and all the glowing parts and shit, those aren't there.
I don't think she was in that prison at the end, was she?
No.
No, because
she was the one breaking them out, wasn't
because
she?
Because we're going to put this in heavy quotations, she was on Tony's side.
Yep.
She was playing the spy again, like she'd been trained
to
do.
But then again, Tony and Black Panther went off to chase after Steve Rogers and Bucky and weren't around to do the collateral.
Why was she in that fight? Why was she in that fight on Tony's side? Because she was on Tony's side, but she was primarily there to ensure that it didn't get as out of control as it could.
I mean,
because she's not on Tony's side. There's too much evidence to showcase that she was still on Captain's side
when
in
she
this
was,
movie.
When she was brawling with Hawkeye, they were still trying to keep it controlled fighting.
That's her goal.
We're still friends, right? Depends on how hard you hit me.
And at the end, when she makes her final choice, she does out herself by going, "Go." Go. If she was on Tony's side, she would not have let them go. Friendship aside, she would not have let them go.
And also, at the end of this movie, she goes to Capitol Hill and basically, this is what we've been doing. This is who I am.
Yeah.
This is what I've done. Damn, girl, you've done some shit.
Yep.
Yeah, I was a trained assassin.
And like he said, when we get to the later films, where does she end up?
She's with Cap.
She's with Cap.
She's on the run with Cap.
She was never on Tony's side.
Yep.
She did the same thing that she's been trained to do for years now. She played the spy.
Believe it or not, when it comes down to it, her character, I think she had more chemistry with Cap than she did with Iron Man.
Easily.
Yeah. I know that they had in the comics.
There's also Bruce. There's also her chemistry with Bruce, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but...
That was forced. I didn't like that.
That is forced as shit. I really disliked
that
whole...
There was no indication that she had to think for
him. That is an awful shipping. Yeah. That is an awful shipping. And shame on Disney for shipping inside of their fucking movie.
Yeah, that's... That
leave the shitty shipping to fans,
First off, in the first Avengers movie, when he hulked out, she was fucking terrified of him.
Right.
And now all of a sudden she's saying lullabies. I'm like, oh, I want that. I want that.
Yeah.
And then...
Because that's her job is damage control. She literally does everything that she needs to do to get the job done. They can't go as far as they can in the comic books where she's going to go fuck Dr. Doom to steal some intel, but you know...
Yeah, she can't do that. Well, now she could, but back...
Doom toots as he pleases!
Toot!
It's one of my favorite pictures of all time, by the way.
We're still waiting on you, Scotty, I believe.
Kind of.
I dropped a 4.
Oh, well, I have a 5, a 4, and a 4, so...
I like this costume. I think it went back to the basics, and it solidified a lot of things that I was waiting for, and we got the long hair back. I believe that this costume... I'm debating if I should do 5 or 4.8. I really liked this design.
Well, why don't you be your own person and not copy me?
What did you do?
I did 5. That's my favorite costume.
I think it is.
I know. It's fine. You can give it a 5 if you want. I'm just joking.
Fuck it. Give it to her.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's a good costume.
So then it's a 4.5.
I like this one. I like this one quite a bit.
4.5.
Yeah.
Good.
Fours, 2 fives. Hey, look, we can meet in the middle. Done.
Hey, look at that. That's the
one. Hey, look, 3 folders left, and it's only 11:30.
Infinity War. Oh. I get that she's on the run. I get that she's not technically Widow anymore, but this...
3.
All of them...
It's my least favorite costume.
All of them are not themselves. We're going to go ahead and give that to them right here before we even start talking about it. They're all... not themselves. Captain is not the Captain costume. You know
it's Steve Rogers.
Yeah, it's Steve Rogers. This is Natasha. Yeah. It's just battle gear.
And that is why I didn't give it a lower score than 3, because they're on the run. They don't have access to their cool stuff.
I will go ahead and agree. This is just Natasha.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
No, he didn't. At the end of
Civil War. Never mind. I thought he would...
Yeah,
remember, he got a shield from Black Panther in...
Yeah, he got the two gaunt, like, the ones. Yeah. Because if you remember, at the end of Civil War, Captain's like, that's my father's shield.
Here, take it.
I'm willing to say that because of the storyline and things that laid out and how this is designed, this is Natasha. She's on the run, and she's making do with what she knows and what she can get. So it's a variation of things that have worked for her in the past and the things that she's willing to lose
from the old
costumes.
It's still not a bad costume.
It's
still
not
solid
awful.
As hell.
Yeah. This is awful. This, don't buy this statue. This is fucking awful, okay? It's not worth the money that it fucking costs. That's awful. Let's fuck, don't buy it. Okay? There. That gets a fucking one if you're lucky, alright? That's fucking awful. I will yield
some cases,
to a three.
Some cases I had to get some action figures instead, so.
Awful. Three.
Well, fair enough. Then I'm just going to go with everybody else. I'll be a sheeple and say three, so it's three, but I'm still going to do it just so it's in the fucking calculator.
Follow us like lambs to the slaughter.
Good.
Right.
So, Shane, I gave that a one. Would you buy that, put that motherfucker on your shelf? Is that the widow you want on your shelf?
That is not the widow I want.
It's not the widow you want? No?
There's better figures out there.
Your chances of buying that, 1 to 5?
Oh, no, this is flat out zero.
Oh, yeah. What, you just, no, no never, no, huh? Never.
Okay.
I would accept this as a present. It's a one.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. If somebody were to give it to me, I'm not going to fucking back away from
right.
it. But if I'm going to go out and, like, buy something, I'm with Shane. It's a fucking zero. Now, to be fair, I'm not going to put it on the Shane Zero list, although depending upon how big the Shane Zero list gets, I might as a funny ha-ha to make you feel better about looking at some of the stupid shit you're going to have to look at.
Now, to be honest with you, even as a gift...
Where are you at?
What? As far as this figure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do a bit of Christmas. One.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. Here's
he
the
would
thing.
Also
so
accept it as a gift.
You guys are different than
said,
me.
Here you go.
If somebody gave me that as a gift, I'd be looking at like, why do you hate me?
Why do you hate me?
I mean, to be fair, like I said, the only reason I would fucking keep it is because somebody else spent the $50, $60 on the motherfucker.
You're assuming it's $50 and
that
$60.
Over, well over $100, I promise yeah. you that.
Here we go. We're going
for somebody
to
buy that
Endgame.
For me, it would have to be at a yard sale, $50,
$60. Yep.
Endgame time.
Now we're at Endgame.
Okay.
Woo, Photoshop picture. There we go.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Hey,
oh,
look,
man.
More Photoshop bullshit.
Yeah, like I said, I had to get some figures and stuff.
Told you. Told you. She's got red and blonde hair. Look at the tip of her ponytail. It's white.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but that's the action figure, though.
So. Oh, it was in the movie, too, I promise you. It's just hard. See? See?
Yeah, because it's there, even on this.
She had okay. She had two different color hair.
Okay, so
I don't actually hate the costume.
I don't
so
know,
then they
man.
Were probably playing it up like fucking the red was coming back, and that was the ascent of what was dying. Mm-hmm.
I might really dislike this costume.
I don't mind it. I just
3.8 for me.
I'd forgotten what this looked like.
Same.
I had honestly forgotten that it looked this bad.
This was under their time portal suits.
Oh, this is... I really don't like this. Man, this had completely fucking slipped my mind that it looked like this. It's got the same type of mesh crap that they try to sneak into hero costumes like Superman now. Where it's a bunch of little fucking... You get what I mean? And like... I guess... Okay, it's...
Three...
Like, all this serves no purpose, literally no purpose at all. Like, it's just weird. It's just there. It's not a stab plate or anything like that. It serves no purpose like his does. This serves an actual purpose, this overcoat vest thing here. That's all protective gear. Like, hers is just strange design for no real purpose at all. And it's not designed in a way that makes me feel like it's leather, because it's not. It's just that weird, meshy design. Maybe it's supposed to be that fabric that doesn't tear very easily, that has a protection level to it. You know what I'm talking about?
Well,
but, like, I don't know.
Going off of our rating scale, 2 is Only if you're a fan.
I think I'm at 2.5.
So, yeah,
if you're
2.5.
a fan, you're probably okay with this.
Okay, so
cuz this is a good ass movie. It's a good ass movie.
Yeah.
But I am not a fan of that at all.
So, yeah.
I had completely blocked this out of my mind. I forgot that she ever looked like that.
So altogether she's a 2.95 for that
Endgame
costume, I guess. Well, not even guess. It is a costume, but I mean...
Now we're going to get to see what she's wearing in next month's movie.
Yeah, next month, provided that you're paying Disney the extra money to see it.
Or
go to the theater, yes.
And now...
Sense restrictions, well, depending upon your
state. One thing we didn't look at, maybe if we ever do a shit we missed, we'll bring it back up. We didn't look at the white costumes.
They kind of all look about the same.
Right, but we didn't look at it. I'm just saying, if we ever come back to do a shit we missed, we'll make a side note that maybe we look at the time travel uniforms.
Yeah.
Because we didn't do it with anybody. We didn't do it with Captain America. We didn't do it with nobody.
Yeah.
So maybe if we ever do a shit we missed, we'll
think about the time travel. If I can find like a picture of the row of them, maybe I'll do it that way.
Or to be fair, we could just make it its own fucking episode.
Okay, so this is coming up. This is the one that's coming up.
Yep. See, and that's what I was talking about with the fucking gauntlets. That's how they're supposed to look, is that fucking yellow.
Yeah, that's
the belt is the way that it's supposed to fucking be, where it's that yellow. It's to distract the eyes, to make you look at that, so she can hold up the gun and shoot you. And that is Yelena, who was the original fucking widow back in the day, but in this is supposed to be her, in quotes, sister.
Okay.
All right, we got two to
read. And depending upon who you listen to, if you're a MatPat fan, he's theorized that the sister is going to end up being Taskmaster.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so...
But there's a Taskmaster in this
Here we
movie.
Go, Bill.
Do we got a shot at her boots?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we do. I'm not going to stick on that picture.
Yeah,
I'm just curious about
she's
the boots.
She's going to be him.
Okay, here
she's
we go.
She's basically wearing... She's wearing...
No, she will be him, period. End of sentence.
She's wearing Jupiter boots, like from Star Trek Online. Those are the Jupiter boots.
Yeah.
All right. So let's okay. We got two costumes in this one to break down.
Okay. So we'll start with this one.
This one's an easy one for me. It's been a while since I've done it. Genesis.
Really?
I love this one. I think this is. I honestly think this is the best costume. But everybody has their own taste. Everybody has their own opinion.
I mean, to be fair, I like this one way more than most of the others.
And that Civil War suit was my favorite.
It gave her the collar. The collar is a callback to the 80s.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is.
But I'm like...
The stripes are a callback to some of her other uniforms, where if they would have changed it from, like, a darker black to it being a red, that's literally how the suit used to look in some of the comics, too.
The gold actually does work.
Yeah. I
love the gold.
Like I said, I can't Genesis because it's good, but there's still going to be shit I'm going to nitpick about. But in terms of this, solid 5.
Yeah, this is a good one. I think this one might be my favorite.
I don't hate the gauntlet things. They're solid. When is this supposed to take place?
Between Civil War and Infinity War.
Yep.
So they don't even know who Thanos is. So... When she's
so this
on the
happens.
Run.
This happens after Civil War.
Yeah.
After she went to.
So she's on the run.
No, not yet. No. This is
technically she's still on Tony's team.
No, hold on.
She just handed in her stuff and
she just quit Tony's team.
Right.
Yeah. She's going back to her homeland.
Yeah.
When she
to
went
figure
back.
Things out.
This is literally supposed to take place sometime before that scene where she's sitting in the Avengers fucking complex and she's like just sitting at a desk staring into space and they literally put a camera on her for like 5 minutes and just
that's an end game.
Yeah, that's end
game. That's end game because
right.
That's the 5-year jump.
Right, but that's what I mean. That's literally supposed to be about what
for
that
all
is.
We know
this isn't taking place during the 5-year, is it?
No, that's not right. That's the 5-year gap happens at the beginning after the...
This is after Civil War.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a reason I'm trying to figure this out. I'm looking at the costume, okay?
Ooh, you know what?
And there's a reason I'm looking at the costume. Because somehow this costume has to become...
what we just got done seeing and rated like shit.
Yes. No, no. This costume has to become the one that we see in,
Infinity War.
This costume has to become this costume.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm getting at? This costume is supposedly worn before this costume, and unless it's extraordinarily damaged in that movie, she should have been able to somehow utilize this costume to make this one when she was out.
Well, right. she also wears that white costume as well, but...
Yes. I guess we haven't seen the movie, but you get what I'm saying. The time that lines up here, this is because of the way they're doing this now, because prequels are bad. No matter when or how they happen, they're fucking bad because they caused this issue. That means that she had access to all of this equipment and somehow ended up like this.
Once we see the movie, we'll be able to figure out what's going on.
Well, not only that, but at the same time, with all the Loki shit going on right now, they've basically confirmed multiverses are going to become a thing. So sometimes, once again, the movies aren't going to line up with what the fuck is going to actually be happening.
But right now, they do.
Right,
which means
what I mean.
That this costume...
But we already knew the multiverse was going to be a thing because Doctor Strange's movie is the Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, yeah, no, trust me.
And it's possible that whatever the fuck happens during this movie, she puts that costume down and never goes back to get it, so it doesn't become the other one. But you get what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
She went high quality to low tier.
By the timeline we're looking at, this costume confuses me.
Well, there's also a good chance that she does start off in this, and like you said, something happens where it gets so bad.
Because it also means that she left Tony's team.
That's Ultron.
Yep. She also left Tony's team wearing this, and basically this is what would have been modified into this.
Right.
Okay.
I still like it.
You know, there are times when you don't have to put too much thought into stuff. Just
you
to go with a
you do.
To go
you
with
do.
A just to go and watch a movie.
You
but for
do.
This.
That's you.
No, you okay.
I
you're
do.
Not wrong. Yeah.
I have to consider where things come from.
Sometimes
and then I'm willing to let it go after I reach the point where I have to say don't view that plot hole.
Sometimes
at that point, I just walk away from it. But yes, I do have to put thought into it. It's the way my brain works.
So I do it with Amanda when Amanda's watching a show, and I'm thinking,
you're like, wait a minute.
And she's like, no, stop.
Yeah.
I just want to watch it. I'm like,
Michelle does it to me, too. She'll be like, don't ruin this for me. And I'm like, I'm trying real hard not to.
I've ruined it.
I do that shit with Hannah all the fucking time.
I've ruined
it. Wait, but how? What? She's just, I'm watching TV. Now, to be fair, 9 times out of 10, I'll do that with some of the shitty reality TV that she's watching.
That's like when
wait,
I had.
But
that's
what?
Like when I had
like,
no
oh,
choice.
Minute.
I had no choice but to be like, so wait. She wants to bone her dad, and they're like, oh well, she doesn't know. And I was like, doesn't she come from the future where she knows her dad?
Uh-huh.
And they're like,
don't ruin
fuck.
This. Don't ruin this for me.
And then right after I said that, we got halfway through the episode, and I said, wait.
Uh-huh.
She dates a horse, and they're well, it becomes a person, but I was like, and it's a horse?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to get this right.
Which, for those of you who are new and confused, we let the girls do a Sentai review episode to talk Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
And Bill kind of mediated everything, and
she wants to fuck a horse.
Yes.
Even though the horse becomes a dude,
it's like Dungeons and Dragons. Just because the dragon can turn into a human, it's still a fucking dragon at the end of the day.
I was thinking that when my girlfriend Rachel, was watching that Sailor Moon movie on Netflix, and it got towards the end, and she was all starry-eyed at this one person's like, isn't that the horse
that's
unicorn?
A horse. Yes, that's a horse.
And it's like,
it's a
you're
horse.
Still getting an orgasm over a horse.
Yes.
Just like in Power Rangers when the dog became
trust
a dude
me, have,
so he could
have,
date the Pink Ranger.
I have quite a few videos of girls that are, we'll leave that.
I've
dog became a dude and dated the Pink Ranger for an episode.
Yep.
It was still a dog.
I ruined stuff for me by analyzing
oh,
it.
Oh, God, yes. But that's what we do on
this
show.
This is a 4-point...
Snap. 4-point snap.
4.12. Got it.
I'm going to go 4-point... I'm going to tie it up with something else I've done. It's a 4.8.
Okay.
I do think it's really solid.
Okay. I like the little wrist things that do remind me of some of the original Black Widow stuff, along with the old Marvel Ultimate Alliance game.
I'm having troubles. It's been so many fucking years since I've played that. And she had four suits in that game, so I don't know what you're referencing.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm dropping my Genesis on this costume.
Okay, and then that's another 10. Okay, so we do
fucking right.
Divide by the 4. 7.45.
You win.
Well, yeah.
Well, we got one more.
Yeah, we got one last one, though.
Okay.
I like the white one, 4.5.
So, let's go check out the Arrow costume.
Ah!
You heard what I fucking said.
Yes, White Canary, got it. You fucking kidding me, dude? I love Arrow. I know.
It's the White Canary costume. They were like, oh shit, that's a good idea. Let's borrow it.
Oh, no, they've already...
Well, to be fair...
They already put her in black, so...
Well, no, literally, the history of comic books is any time that DC did something, Marvel literally stole it.
Yeah, okay, so it goes back to these boots.
You can kind of see it on the...
It goes back to these boots with the cross-banding here, which I like. That's fine.
Exactly.
I like this outfit.
But, yeah, no, literally, if
you watch
the
history
of comic books...
Those are the Jupiter boots.
Yeah.
I wear those on STO. Those are the Jupiter boots. I'm telling you, they are.
Right. But, yeah, no, if you watch the history of comic books documentary that they did, literally everything Marvel did was because DC did it, and they said, I bet you we could do it better. So they literally stole it, put a wheelchair and a mohawk on it, and fucking sold more books than DC did. And DC was like, what the fuck are we doing wrong?
Okay, I just...
No, this is not the boss. No. This is not...
could not be the boss because she would have to have that zipper down by her coochie.
This is the white... This is easily White Canary. They just stole the TV costume.
This is also a... what was it? The person in the comics who Cap was with... The other Carter.
I know
Sharon
who you're
Carter,
talking about.
Sharon
yeah,
Carter.
She had a white attire similar to this, too.
Yes, I believe she did. Yeah. And that was not way too long ago in the comics that I remember she wore something.
I don't
like
even
that.
Want to get into that situation with Cap and Sharon.
Because she shot him.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's more than that.
No, it's
way
more than
that.
Way more than that.
He was dating
Time
Sharon.
Time a motherfucker.
He was, you know, he was dating Sharon during the Cosmic Cube shit.
Yep.
Which means he was very much... Kind of
unknowingly
Cap.
Dating his own daughter.
No.
He was Peggy, Hydra agent.
Peggy
during
and,
that time.
Peggy and Sharon are aunt and niece.
Oh,
yep.
Awkward.
Yes, that's why it's kind of strange.
Look, there's a reason why when you're
travel.
Dealing with time travel, you
have unless
to pay
I'm thinking
attention
of somebody
to Futurama.
Different.
But at the same
time, you basically get to become your own grandfather.
At the same time, I can see why they think the boss, because she did wear that all-white suit.
So what are you thinking here?
I gave it a 4.5 because I do like it.
Yeah,
and let's be real.
All it is a color swap of what we just looked at without all the trimmings, because it took away all the gold.
Yes.
Right.
See? It's the exact same costume.
And there's no collar thingy.
No,
right.
It is. It's right here. It's just white.
It's
Look.
Not across the neck, though. That's all.
Yeah, they got rid of the fucking crossbar.
Okay.
That's it.
So she's
they
missing...
They got rid of the crossbar and they changed up some of the colors.
They took away her shoulder pads.
Yep.
But that's the same costume.
Sometimes a color swap can actually change things.
Yeah.
Like,
Which
this is the first time...
4.5.
You look at all of her costumes, this is the first time she's wearing all white.
Right.
You only see her in black.
Five.
I think it's striking. I'm going to go with a 4 and I'm going to say... Her character is like Batman, and while Batman might look cool in his Arctic suit, it's incredibly impractical and unusable in all situations that he will ever find himself in.
Exactly.
Take to the shadows, Batman. Batman, what are you doing up there? You can't see me? You're wearing all white, dude.
Yep.
So I like this, It's striking. It's gonna make an impression as far as the movie goes.
Right.
But
because we got a 5, a 4, a 4-5, and a 4-5. High five, we win the Price is Right with a 4-5.
Yes.
Well, that is...
We have knocked out the Black Widow. Way bigger episode.
The entire episode.
It was a bigger episode than I assumed, and we got 20 minutes, so rather than start another episode, we'll just hang out and talk
just
to fans.
And... A little bit.
That's fine, I'll be right back.
Which, I suppose then, since we're not going to do another episode, since we're all just going to hang out, like I said, I'm going to pose this question to the fans, because I believe I did the research... which is basically just counting weekends. And I believe my wedding next year, it's not this year, but it's next year.
Okay.
I believe it does not fall on a recording weekend. So I was thinking maybe for that month in October, since it's late October next year, would the fans be down for me, live streaming my wedding to you guys? Would you guys want to actually watch me get married and watch all these... Fuckwits act like fuckwits.
Dang, called me a fuckwit.
Well, to be fair, I called everybody a fuckwit because
I'm actually
we're
in
gonna
it.
Have Brother Scott up there being like, "Do you? Yeah, do you?
So
cool.
You're
kiss
you're
her, get the fuck out."
So you're doing this one too? You're officiating or whatever?
Sorry, am I doing this one?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't too sure since I never got a straight answer.
I didn't know.
Well,
I didn't
you're
know
supposed
for sure
to be. Like I said, we have Michelle set up as a backup. In case some shit happens, because no offense, it's a fucking year and a half out, dude.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows? Something might happen, your girls, with the family, something might happen, and there's an emergency, and you guys got to go deal with family shit.
Nothing I can think of right now, especially if it's a year out.
That's
because
it's a year out.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. A year out, who fucking knows? There could be family shit that comes up. Something could happen with... everybody's vehicles, and now nobody's got a vehicle, and we can't fucking do it anyway.
If all sales, I'll just hop a ride with somebody.
There could
like
be
I
another fucking pandemic, and we might just have to do the shit at the courthouse. Who fucking knows what's gonna happen? But yeah, so I mean, since it's a year and a half,
got a lot of people saying that they're worried about your personal privacy and things of that nature.
To be fair, I'm not too fucking worried about it. Like I said, it would just be like...
What if she says no? If I could say, don't stream the no.
I literally already proposed. She said yes.
Oh my God.
We have been together for almost 3 fucking years now. We fight like cats and dogs at times, but 9 times out of 10, it's either because I'm being an asshole, which... It's me, to be fair. You know how big of a dick I can be at times. And 9 times out of 10, I'm fucking wrong. So I end up owning up to it and apologizing later. Or, if we're not fighting over me being a dumbass, we're fighting because she's supposed to be doing certain
things
around the house.
Oh, yeah, go and delete that folder then.
And she isn't doing it. And it's come on.
Yep, we're done here. Ready? This episode is done. Bam!
Woo-hoo!
So we won't be reviewing that again. We still have Thor to go through. Only 3.
And to be fair,
do we need to consider did his outfit change for other movies that he's?
Yeah.
Maybe we should work on that folder a bit. Maybe.
Well, I got the different folders of Chris Hemsworth, so.
Because that's.
That's the joke one.
Okay. Good.
That top one's the joke one.
Incredible Hulk return. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, I get it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was looking at it wrong. I know what these are now. It took me a second to realize what it was that you'd done with the folders. I get it now.
Right.
Because, this is, I know this very well.
That's
and
what
I, know
I tried
what this
to do when there's
now.
Multiple people who played the role.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And then, so this is, because he's not like Widow. Widow has
one
person.
Yeah, there's been a couple of different Thors. But yeah, like I said, when it comes to
this is ready.
Thing,
this is
literally just be the do you okay bye.
As far as I know, this is ready as well. This is
the one that
okay.
This is set for the next.
For a while.
I think this is set for the next episode. Actually, before we ever go back into villains, I think we're finishing this out. We have 1996 here.
Oh, yeah, because we'd still have to finish up. Yeah, okay.
I got that final folder right there to get to. For that one, whatever, yeah, the 2020-2021.
Like, hey, I guess the episode's done. I'm just going to go fuck off.
This is really holding us up.
Yeah.
Ronan's. Get together everything for 01.
It's not necessarily their fault. It's just that this one is crazy the way that it's held us up. In fact, I think this has held us up more than any other episode we've ever done in terms of prepping. Like, there's just it makes me wonder just how much there is to it, or how. Yeah, you get the idea. But this is ready. As far as I know, this is everything that we need, so we'll do this
unless
next.
Unless they make a new series.
But so far, we're ready for the next filming to knock this out.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. So,
and then, in terms of our live action here, we've got Thor left. We got Swamp Thing ready. Fuck yes. Fuck yes.
Yes, I got every version of live action Swamp Thing.
So good. Including the new series one?
Yes.
Cool. Okay. I was just curious.
I had to think there for a second.
We really got to get back to Lost Galaxy. Badly. Because we're in that problem again where we're no longer proceeding through the series.
Okay, if it wasn't Ronan, then Wiki. Holy find shit. Out who the fuck it was that guy was.
We are. We are very ready for some Ultraman, damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I was trying to put these into each series that they were in, but there was some where they were like, no, don't bother. I'm like, they kind of have to.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. That's a lot. Yeah. But it's good. It's good that we have a lot. We'll wreck through it. So Ultraman, it's We're overdue on talking about Ultraman.
Yeah, Ultraman.
We did a little bit.
Yeah,
I think it was like me
did.
And Seth did most of them.
No, because I remember, I'm telling you, I was there. I remember making comments about him looking like King Cold.
Right. Yeah, but because we did one Ultraman when you guys weren't there.
Yep.
Then we did one with you guys. And then I want to say we did a third, but I don't fucking remember.
I think I gave it like titles like Return to the Ultraman and stuff like that when I made the...
I don't know. There's an easy way to check this. Sentai review, videos. It's going
to
be way...
This just happens to be what's sitting right here in the folder, too, in the drive. We actually have a lot of other shit, too.
Right.
So, like... We'll put it this way. The show's not running out of show anytime soon.
Yeah.
We've said it before.
Plus, we got more stuff to get together, too. Yay.
Yeah. We're literally going to be doing this shit until the day we fucking die, if not well after we're dead.
So,
we'll have somebody else doing it for us.
I would also like to say that, and I think a couple of the members are in the chat currently. A new podcast has sprung up, specifically off of what we do.
Sound about right?
No, it's the Liaisons have started their own podcast. The same guys that are sending us folders.
Nice.
They started a podcast, and finally, they get to learn
what a pain in the dick it is.
That this is not as easy. As it seems sometimes, there are audio problems that you deal with. The editing takes longer than you imagine it would sometimes, and sometimes doesn't come out nearly what you were hoping it would come out if you spend the time on it. And they also, when you're watching the episode, there's a couple of moments where I don't know if it's their feed drops, or if they just had to like skip something. But there's a couple of those screens that come up that play for a minute that like do that kind of shit. Well, the audio on that part is way louder than the rest of the show, so it jars you. I'm driving down the road listening to them, coming back from my vacation. All of a sudden, my car goes bop 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 bop, and I was like, "Holy shit! Oh my god! I was driving off the fucking road."
Oh, so far I've only found two of them.
Oh, plus I'm also working on a few Doctor Who villains folders.
Nice.
So, in case Bill doesn't want to be around.
No,
for...
look, guys, I'm not giving you shit. Don't misunderstand for a moment. I'm not giving you shit. I'm just saying we've been at this long enough to have every single problem that you will and are experiencing. We've
tech problems, picture problems.
Holy shit. And like,
mics. I noticed. Mics the fuck up.
Well, I also noticed they have, they're still building their charisma pool. Okay,
right.
Like we know how to react with each other, and we know that we can bitch at each other, and we know that we can be mean or whatever we can do, and we can get certain things, and we know how to finish each other's jokes sometimes.
Right.
There's this one part where I think it's Ronan says, "Well, I like Mac," and then the other guy goes, "This other guy goes, Guyver," and they didn't catch what he was doing.
Right.
And then they start talking about Guyver, and he's like, "No, I was talking about the dude that makes things with like
MacGyver,
clothespins and shit."
Yeah.
And paper clips or something. And they're like, "Oh." And they don't know, they lost it because they missed the joke.
Uh-huh.
Like they can't backtrack to that joke, so it's interesting to see like a group start, because like we've been at this for fucking
We've been doing this for a decade, but most of us...
It might be longer now.
Right. Oh, well, yeah, no, that's true. It's probably been about 11 fucking years, if not 12.
I think just in terms of this, it's been 11, if not 12 years. And actually, some of us were doing this before this.
It's true.
Because we were working on choreography and writing... How do I put this?
Oh, yeah, that's right, because we were doing all the scripts and all the shit.
For the backyard wrestling shit.
Yeah, well, not only for the backyard wrestling shit, but technically that started before that with your idea for the game, because we literally
got two things.
Yeah, we got two things on film. We got Robert, and I believe it was Britt, doing, like, one fucking fight, and, like, that was fucking it, and then there was all the backyard wrestling shit that me and the rest of the guys did in high school. But either way, there's two things I want to bring up real quick. The first is yeah, there's two for the Ultraman. There was 135 and 148, and I believe 135 was just me and Scotty, because that's when you guys were hella forced. And then 148 is the second time, which was way the fuck after that shit. And the other thing is like I said, we've all been friends since, well, most of us have been friends since, like, high school, if not longer. So I can literally sit in the corner and be ripping ass like I have been for the last 5 minutes.
Thanks.
Nobody's going to say shit.
Thanks a lot.
Other than open a window.
No shit.
Oh, you walked in on the fart cloud too?
No. next film session, I will not be here.
Shane will not be here for the next film session.
Okay, so in 2 weeks you will not be here. Okay.
Right.
Ah.
So you get to miss...
Vacation.
You get to miss this episode right here. Because that's what's next.
They keep asking about this.
Yeah.
Along with the 0-1.
Close your eyes. I'm not going to be here for one over here.
Okay, this one. Well, to be fair, motherfucker, you can sit in the chat.
Oh, I definitely will. You have no idea.
Just click the Garo one. It's the main guy.
Yeah,
click the main
water.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, just do base form.
Dave, can you pick a photo already? Fuck Shane. Damn.
Oh, shit. We probably will get a nick for that. I think what happened today is he fucked up his sleep schedule. So because he fucked up his sleep schedule.
Yeah, could very well be what happened.
Yeah.
Man, why are you not on the mic?
Right.
That would be wonderful.
Talking mad
especially
shit.
Especially if he's in
the
chat.
Mic.
I hope he is in the chat, you know. he's just being a little girl right now. I need my sweep. Fuck you, bitch. I go weeks without it.
Okay.
Die, but it's fine.
Right.
No, third shift is rough for some people. Some people just don't know how to handle it.
Fucking tell me about it. Like I said, I've been living that third shift lifestyle for years. I remember when I would fucking get done at the gas station, I'd fucking wake up at like 9 at night, get shit showered and shaved, work a full shift at the gas station, go to Hardee's, get food, and come over to hang out. Mm-hmm. And that was when we were doing 8 motherfucking podcasts.
That's actually going to be starting with me eventually. When they open up third shift at my place, I'm moving to third.
Because
I want third. Because I prefer third over first.
Well, understandable, but that means then that y'all is going to be super fucked. Like, that's literally the only good thing about me getting this team lead is, like I said, my average fucking schedule is going to be 5:30 in the morning until 2 o'clock.
Here's the problem. Because we're going to get real busy.
I think they are referred to as the Go Liaisons, which is Go, and then in terms of their title, it's Go Liaisons. But I think let me check their YouTube directly so I give proper information.
But yeah,
I swear my phone will load at some point. It'll happen.
I noticed that. Mine's been doing it too.
I was right. So the Go Liaisons podcast, on their title, there's a hyphen between Go and Liaisons, but their actual YouTube is Go, that's a capital G, and then Liaison, which is capital L, and then podcast. So Go Liaison is one word with two capitals. And then podcast is one word with two capitals.
Okay, let me see how to spell this motherfucker.
So this is how it works. So go ahead and put that in their thing. But this, and they...
It's in the Discord, too.
Well, they're honest
right,
about
it. I'm actually adding it to my fucking...
Oh, okay.
They're honest about their source. Addict. They're very honest about their source. They blatantly say at the beginning that they've been doing folders for us, that they're literally copying our format and just having fun, and, like... They're interested. They're interested to do a podcast.
I'm assuming that some
podcast.
Of the people in the chat are part of that show.
Yes.
So when are you guys going to do Sentai? Can you guys do Sentai for me, please? I need Sentai.
Hey, when are you guys going to...
Do Sentai!
Do Godzilla! Godzilla!
I need Godzilla! You guys know I love you. I'm just messing with you.
01. 01.
Where's the After
Zero.
Dark episode? I want to talk porno.
Now you know why we're dark. Now you guys know why we're doing this, right? You know why? Now you know. I'm not going to be a dick and do that though. And I just wanted to mess around.
Yeah. But yes, they
And I've just subscribed to the YouTube cuz apparently I couldn't find the motherfucker on like a podcast addict.
So you listened to him, right? Okay, I listened to their first episode.
How the fuck do you guys already have 46 views?
And they have all kinds.
What the fuck?
They have all kinds of the same problems that we've encountered in the past, and that was one of. It's so wrong that that's my
I'm
favorite
just saying,
part. But I
got
love
7 subscribers and 46 views. I have like 13 subscribers, and I get 2 motherfuckers to hang out with me when I live stream.
I told you,
what
man.
What the fuck?
It's crazy.
And I'm occasionally one of them.
It's crazy.
You guys suck. I play video games, and I want to talk shit, but I can't talk shit because there's nobody to talk to but my goddamn self.
It's crazy how invisible you can be. My Twitter is invisible. Like, it is. It doesn't matter how many times I post a video on Twitter or anything like that. Nothing comes back. My Facebook is active. Gets all kinds of talking to me and shit like that. So,
well, I don't have Twitter, so I can't help you with that.
No, it's just the nature of it. It's weird how you can be completely invisible or no matter how active you are. And it's just like it's literally the luck of the draw.
The Irish.
How the fuck did you get Lynn Carter to retweet your shit? But we've been doing this for fucking forever. Well, to be
that
fair,
might be my fault.
Yeah, I was
that
about
might
to say,
be my fault.
That's probably you cuz you're always like fuck Lynn Carter, but
that's probably my fault.
Okay. And to be fair, when it comes
Stop
down to
bashing
it,
people.
Look, I've listened to some of it.
It is not him. It is not him. I watch Linkara. See, that's a misconception. People think I hate him. That's not true at all. I watch Linkara and I listen to some of his shit. And when the mood strikes me, if I come across one of his videos, I'll watch and kind of get an idea for his theories. But because we do this, every time we do a theory, every time we say something, every time
Linkara did it. The guard did it.
We get that all the fucking time.
Yeah,
Simpsons did it.
Yeah.
Simpsons did it.
Linkara already did this episode, guys. Linkara already talked about this. Linkara already did this. That's not what Linkara says. Linkara thinks this. Linkara believes this. Linkara says this. That's not the right theory, because Linkara was talking about theories.
Holy shit, I did not realize Linkara was God.
He's the motherfucking end-all, be-all voice of all fucking Power Rangers in the known motherfucking universe when it comes to our show for some reason. We get it all the fucking time. In fact, when we got to Zeo, everybody continually fucking did it, continually fucking barred me, being like, Linkara says that this is magic versus tech, that the first series is magic versus tech, and then they swapped it, and now the Rangers are magic, and I was like, no, it's not. Just because Linkara says it's a thing doesn't make it a thing. There are two fucking things taking place here. Controlled technology and runaway technology. And that is what the series is. Everything the Rangers do in Zeo is controlled tech. Tech that we have control of. Tommy has to go up on the roof and do his best Dolph Lundgren and turn the fucking satellite to make the satellite work. It has to be done manually. It's controlled tech. The robots are out of control tech. Something built them, and that something that built them no longer exists because it's out of fucking control tech.
Because they are self-aware.
Right.
That is the actual
Skynet.
Theme. It's not mysticism versus technology.
Yeah, exactly. While Zeo is nothing but Skynet, you're absolutely right, then you also end up with the other problem where, oh shit, look at that. The angry video game nerd already bitched about Super Mario Bros. 3. Oh, what's that? The nostalgia critic is bitching about Super Mario Bros. 3? That's fine. But when it comes to this show, Bill's right. Well, Linkara already said, motherfucker! Like, there's 1,000 motherfuckers that are out there that talk about video games and video game news. You don't give a fuck about that. But now all of a sudden, Power Rangers, Linkara did it?
I get it.
Who fucking cares?
I get it.
Everybody has opinions.
I get it all the time. And we get, every now and then, before we do an episode, I'll check the comments that come up. Because people discover us all the time, and they discover us very randomly. So, like, I'll find a comment on a video that's, like, episode 89 or some shit.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, that far back. And it'll be, like, one comment, and the guy will say something along the lines of, did you even watch the show? Did you? Did you watch our show? Did you even get the idea of what it is that we're doing here?
Yeah.
Or I love it.
Sitting down and actually watching the fucking episodes 15 at a time and reviewing those 15 episodes and talking about what the fuck happened in episode 27, Tommy goes to Kimberly.
Or sometimes I'll get a comment on a video that we literally posted up, like season 1 Mighty Morphin Power Rangers review, and it happens more often than not. It's a fucking video being like, Linkara covered this. And I'm like, I know he fucking, I know that he fucking did it, okay? I get it. Fucking Linkara.
I know he did it. We have another point of view.
Motherfucking.
There's a reason why it is that when you turn on your local news, there's not one fucking news channel. There's 80 of them.
Fox did it first.
Yeah.
Fox did it. There's no reason anybody should ever cover the news, ever. Unless maybe you want some real news. I'm just
Yeah, you want news from somebody I don't know, doesn't own a fucking tabloid newspaper?
Oh, man. No, we get it all the time. That Linkara thing comes up so often, so people think that I don't like him, because it'll come up sometimes in live chat, and I'll be like, I don't give a fuck about Linkara. And I've said
it's
that
true.
On episodes.
Because of how often fans are saying that shit to us.
So,
right.
So yeah,
it's like
it gets...
when Nick fucking lost his shit, like, over last time, where he's like, oh, somebody said 01? We're not fucking reviewing 01 until next fucking year. Well, to be fair, that's a lie. We're going to review it as soon as the fucking folder's
no
done.
Shit.
Nick's being a shit to piss you off.
He is.
Because he knows it's going to piss you off. Because you're driving him crazy by constantly spamming every 3 seconds. Do the episode I want. Do the episode I want. Do the episode I want. This ain't a fucking McDonald's.
This ain't Burger King.
Yeah, this ain't Burger King.
You don't get it
you
your
ain't
way.
Getting it your way. Fucking be done with it.
The pickles!
Aren't you pickles? Yeah, it's in McDonald's. You can't just walk up and be like, hey, can I get a Big Mac? I got a fucking coupon.
Speaking of which...
It don't work that way.
Speaking in which, I do need...
pickles?
I'm debating what I need.
Food?
I need to eat. But
you,
it's...
You got something there right to your left, but you didn't eat it.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a peanut butter Eggo.
Well,
it's not an
Eggo.
I can't eat an Eggo.
It looks like an Eggo.
But
it
I can't
like
eat Eggos.
It looks like an Eggo. It smells like an Eggo, but it ain't no fucking Eggo.
Let go my Eggo.
That's,
it's a creatine pancake.
That is egg and egg and mozzarella.
Yep.
Made in a waffle maker and then baked in the oven for about 10 minutes so it solidifies and becomes crust-like so that it is hard enough to be a type of Eggo.
Yep.
And then you put peanut butter on it because I have to have protein in everything that I eat.
Yep.
It's not exciting, Shane. It's fucking Bill food. Bill food is boring and kind of sucks.
I got some protein for you.
But yeah, see that's what happens, Shane, when you eat fast food, like
you die. I get it.
Well, I was gonna say like 7 meals a day for like 15 years, and then all of a sudden you decide, you know what? I'm not gonna do that anymore. I'm gonna try to eat healthy, and all of a sudden your body rebels and goes, "No, fuck you! We're gonna give you cancer now because we want our Big Macs." And you're like, "Well, now I can't have the Big Macs anyway, motherfucker."
And for what it's worth, here, no. I absolutely will not have a McRib or a McLobster.
I'm the one who would do the McRibs.
Yeah, that's true.
He will
Scott
eat the
will
McRib.
Keep a counter on Facebook for you to let you know. This is my 17th McRib of the year, bitch.
McRibs are fucking disgusting. They are one of the worst.
Everyone likes their own thing. I've had them. I've had good ones.
I get them without the pickle and onion. So.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
the,
that's
I know
how
the,
I
no,
knew it.
I know the ingredients.
Yes, because you work there.
Does.
No, not because I work there. It is partly because I work there and I had to order them and
how
look
about
at
this?
The nutrition calendar.
How about this? Don't ruin that.
But
you
just keep it to do you know how many ingredients are in a McRib? The patty.
Yeah.
The patty.
Yeah.
I know. I know exactly.
Well, it shouldn't be very many.
It's, oh, yeah?
It's
how
about
many?
37, I believe.
Nope. How many? You're wrong. How many?
50.
No. How many?
Can I get a hint if it's higher or lower?
He's wrong. He's wrong.
He's not telling you, so
yeah,
it's
he's
higher.
Not gonna
it's
tell
higher.
Him. Yeah, it's way higher.
100.
You're wrong, but you actually finally went over. There's 70. There are 70 ingredients in that one fucking patty.
Yeah.
Just the patty. That's not including the bun or the pickles. That's one fucking McRib patty. You can look it up. 70 different fucking things are smashed into that gross-ass patty, and you eat that shit.
Why can't it just be meat? One ingredient. Meat.
Because
Shane,
it's
you
a
know the
McRib.
Reason why? Yeah, exactly. You want to know the reason why? It's because they need to get 800,000 of those patties all across to just the state of Illinois. 800,000 of them motherfuckers. So they need
could
to be able
be around
to travel.
For like a few months.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to be able to travel from the fucking slaughterhouses in Australia by plane to the States, where they're then going to be assembled correctly for the states based off USDA guidelines to then travel from the one fucking warehouse to all the distribution centers.
Yeah, I used to
then to the stores.
I used to do the ordering. I used to do the ordering.
When there's not
order,
a shortage.
Right.
I used to have to order material to the McDonald's, and they would give us a nutrition list that would list like just – it's fucking ridiculous. It's on the POS systems. So, like, you get in there and you start typing things, then it brings up what you're ordering.
Piece of shit systems?
And then there's a listing, and the listing will give you, it won't give you the exact ingredients, but it will give you, like, a tell list that says, like, this includes so-and-so. So it'll say very specific things, like if there's a peanut problem or something like that that somebody would have to look out for. And then it would also list the number of unlisted ingredients. And when you look at the McRib, it'll say, this is in it, this is in it, this is in it, plus 60, like 67. And I'm like, 70? 70 fucking ingredients in the patty? What the fuck are they making it from?
Yep. What, laughing at Slater, the Mick disgusting?
No, the Mike McVeigh further
the
up.
Mike McVeigh.
When he,
how many ingredients in the pickles? I mean.
No. The 6 million.
Oh, yeah.
6 million ingredients in a McRib. I'm not touching that.
If I remember right, there were like something like, I think like seven. I think there were seven or eight in the pickles. And the pickles are from a farmhouse from McDonald's. It's actually McDonald's pickle. You can't get it anywhere else. So the reason the pickles taste a certain way at McDonald's and they don't taste that way on any other burger is because it's from a McDonald's farm.
Right. And to be
fair, still a cucumber, right?
I believe so,
at
yes.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, look.
You're ruining McDonald's for me now.
No, Shane, I want you to, there's a Kroger's over here. Mm-hmm. I want you to go to the Kroger's and I want you to go down to the pickle aisle. It's usually where the ketchup and the mustard and all that shit is.
Yep.
Go to the pickles, and I want you to look at the actual ingredient list that's on that jar of fucking pickles. I don't care if you get, like, fucking the one with the stork. I don't care if you get the generic shit by Kroger. I don't care if you look at
kosher is the one with the stork.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't care if you're getting the kosher. I don't care if you're looking at, you know, some, and, like, local off-brand shit. I don't care if you're looking at the Kroger one. Like, there's literally going to be minimum seven fucking ingredients in that because it's going to be, of course, the cucumber, plus the pickling agent, which is usually like a vinegar, plus a sugar, plus a salt, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So stuff like that, yeah, that's to be expected.
So, that was the episode and a bunch of random bullshit.
Hold on. What did you say it was? Did you say it was a certain type of something? You said it was a bullshit, right? Is that what you said?
Yep.
Oh.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out fandomnight.com. At fandomnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to fandomnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.